everybody.
Hi, guys.
It's Meg Malloy.
And tis I, Julian McCullough. Not a dork. I'm not a dork.
The cutest dork I ever saw.
Aww.
And we're the soft spot. Or the soft spot.
We are the soft spot. We're a show that, you know, it's very important to be present. I think that's, we've all learned from Oprah that it's very important to be present.
But just not in this one.
No.
Because this one's... Because this one's awful.
This particular present is terrible.
Yeah.
So we, at the Soft Spot, like to be present within the past. So we ask people when they were the happiest and things that remind them of when they were happy. And then we talk about those things.
Yeah. And we have made that basically our entire focus. Mm-hmm. Because that's what our house looks like.
Yep.
That's our house is... wardrobes kind of look like.
Yep.
Because, yeah, now sucks. Now is on fire. Now is a fiery, flaming, shithole vortex of death. And so let's keep it positive.
Wow, you really... I didn't realize you were so afraid of now.
It's bad, man.
It is bad. Things
it's
are bad.
Bad. It's really bad. But let's talk about comfort things, because this episode is about a comfort thing.
I was thinking about... some comfort things because we've been slowly and somewhat methodically cleaning out our house,
right?
Trying to do a better job of rearranging.
And yeah,
we rearranged your
Marie
studio.
Kondo is a big deal right now.
I know.
What sparks joy?
I found this old this box I have of like all my childhood things,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have much because we moved so much, everything just got lost, you know. So I have this one box, and it's like my old drawings when I was a kid and stuff like that, some yearbooks. And I found, and it got me thinking about, I found my class picture from first grade.
Right.
And it's crazy how you remember your first crush's names and stuff like that. Like, it's right there, no matter what.
Yeah.
And I remember her face like it was yesterday.
Who? What's her name?
Katie Pabst.
I'll fucking kill her.
Katie Pabst. And my first grade teacher was Mrs. Robinson. She was, to this day, the kindest, gentlest soul I've ever met. And so I had a crush on Katie. And I was like, how am I going to let her know? How am I going to let her know that she's, you know, we're all friends here. It's first grade.
Right.
Right. But how am I going to let her know, like, we're more than friends. Right. So I sent her a dick pic. No. No, I had a teddy bear that my mom got me when I started kindergarten because it was like, okay, you're leaving the house now. Here's like a comfort thing. And there were not, presents were not a common thing in our house. We were barely getting by, like penny, we're counting pennies, right?
Right.
So it was a big deal to ever get anything. And my mom got me this, she found this teddy bear at the store that she really liked. And he had a little brown bear, light brown.
Mm-hmm.
He had little two pink hearts sewn onto his hands, his paws. And then he had pockets on the front of his belly. He had like two little tiny furry pockets.
Like a kangaroo bear?
Kind of, yeah. But instead of one pouch, it was two little pockets.
Oh, okay.
And you could put his paws in his pockets. It was really cute. So I named him Pocky.
Weird.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you're real good at stuff like that.
It's okay. That's the name is so strikingly similar to what my toy that I'm going to tell you about. But
okay.
Carry on.
So... for a full year at least, I was sleeping and I was bringing Pocky everywhere.
Drooling on
him. I wasn't allowed to bring him to class, which I shouldn't have anyway. But yeah, for the most part, he was like ever. So he was pretty beat up.
Yeah.
And loved. And one day I was like, how am I going to, oh, I know how. So I took a little teeny tiny piece of paper and I wrote, dear Katie, I like you, Julian. And I folded it and put it in one of the pockets, and I gave her Pocky. And
was she like, ew?
No, she loved it. She thought it was really sweet. And then my mom was like, where's Pocky? Almost immediately, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I gave it to Katie to pass her a note. And she's like, you need to get that bear back. And I was like, you're right. I don't know what I was thinking. I can't sleep. So I got Pocky back. But, yeah, we were like, sweethearts a little bit. Whatever that meant didn't really mean
That's
anything.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I wanted nothing to do with boys. And I for sure was
Katie was a girl.
Well, yes. No, I get that.
We were the same, you and me. We were the same.
No. I would have never given anybody any of my stuff right. as, like, a romantic offering. Mm. That never would have even crossed my mind.
This was before I got into the habit of stealing my mom's earrings to give them to Natasha in fifth grade.
Whoa!
Yeah. No box. Just drop them in her hand. Here's two loose earrings from my mom's collection.
That is so weird. You're real romantic.
Okay, so what was your toy?
I had a troll doll.
Oh!
And I called...
You had licensed toys.
I had a troll doll, and I called her... Trolley. Trolley. And her hair was like matted and gnarly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how I slept with her because her little face was hard as a rock. It was like the molded plastic, but her body was soft.
Body was so soft.
But Trolley smelled like a baby.
Oh, okay.
Had like new baby smell. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how they bottle that up and make that happen.
Right.
But it smelled like a baby. And I loved that.
Well, that's why trolls went away for a while, because they got busted for stealing baby scents from babies. It was a terrible process.
Yeah.
No, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Do you think that smell today, that imitation baby smell, would make you sick? Or do you think that it would still smell good?
No, I think I would still love it. Yeah. I would huff it if I could.
I mean, that's a smell like that. Yeah. I have no idea what Pocky smelled like, but I bet if I smelled it right now, I'd go, oh, that was Pocky.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Lulu still has my first, like, lovey that I ever had, which was a Mickey Mouse that somebody gave my mom before I was even born. Right. So in 1984.
Yeah.
And Lulu still sleeps with it every night.
I just put his pants back on him.
Yeah, his pants will not stay on. I don't know what that's about. I remember it being that way whenever I was a little kid.
Yeah.
He has, like, marks all over him because I took him in the bathtub with me a few times whenever I was a little kid. And I was like, I'm going to wash his hair. But, yeah, no matter how many times I've washed him, he still has this smell, which is probably mold. And I just love it. I just can't get enough.
Yeah. So a good mold smell. You know, like a dusty attic book.
Yeah.
That's the same. That it's like mold, but it's like smells so good.
Well, the thing is, if it were your Mickey and you were like, smell this, and I smelled it, I would throw up.
Yeah.
But because it's my mold, I'm like, I love this. I just like can't get enough of it. Bottle it and make it into a perfume. It's perfect.
I love that Mickey because he's like old school design Mickey. So it looks like kind of like somebody made it themselves.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't look like this perfect
Disney
cartoon version.
It doesn't look like perfect
version.
Licensed
it's like,
Mickey.
It's like Mickey who's like a little bit down on his luck.
Yeah, exactly. He set the tone for my life.
He's the Mickey that shows up when you swipe right on Tinder. we have a great show today.
We do. One of our sweet,
our
wonderful,
lovey. She's our lovey.
What an absolute dream babe, total treat she is.
You might know her. She has a she's been on all the late night shows. I don't know if she has a Netflix or a Comedy Central.
She was had a Netflix. She
was
did
it Netflix?
The stand ups.
Oh, she did
one.
The stand ups. Okay, she's you know her. She writes and I think she appears in Crashing.
She's
on HBO.
Constantly working because she's so funny.
She's a writer on I Love You America, Sarah Silverman's show, which just got canceled, which is unfair, but that's
it's
the way it
crazy
goes.
Unfair. That's the way because that show is brilliant.
But anyway, we love her. She's wonderful. And please welcome Beth Stelling. Well, first of all, welcome, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks for coming to the soft spot.
Thanks for having me.
We obviously talk about low stress stuff, you know, like almost dying in birth. But yeah, we asked you what your soft spot was, and you said trolls. I found a couple of...
I was a huge troll fan.
I found a really good
They're
troll
commercial.
They're
worth a lot of money now.
Really?
Yeah, if you have a real one.
Yeah.
I have so many.
I know, I do too. I'm like, I'm a troll tycoon. I didn't even know it. Yeah. My mom's attic is full of them.
Same, my mom's too.
Yeah.
And Beanie Babies, but the kids play with them now.
Yeah.
Beanie Babies are worthless.
Yeah,
I remember when they tried to tell everybody they wouldn't be. They're like, if you collect Beanie Babies.
The Presidential one will be worth $1,000 someday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
those?
They were like little coffins almost for the troll dolls. It's kind of dark if you think about it.
For the trolls or the beanies?
The trolls.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a little, I don't know, it was like a little box with a section for, I don't know, I think
that
it kinda
carried
makes
like sense.
Six of them.
I think we had similar things like that for the dolls. Yeah, the carrying case.
Yeah. And I had the bigger troll that was like, looked kind of like a Cabbage Patch kid.
Oh,
yeah.
That's this one, ready?
Yeah.
I have two soft bodies and they smell so good.
They do smell good, right?
Yeah. I have a boy and a girl.
It's like a fresh baby smell that never really goes away.
I know. It's a delight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw them sitting in the kids' room a room that my mom has turned into like the grandkids. Whatever, the baby's room with the crib. Mm. Anyway, they were sitting on the ledge, and I was like, and I went and touched them. And it's like a little corduroy sort of jumpsuit the boy has that's like a aqua-ish blue. And then the girl's in pink. I think there's some plaid going on.
Yeah.
But wow. And I looked at them, and they were just like, they're scary looking.
They're scary looking.
Yeah. But I just loved them. I never saw the scare.
I
never was scared of them either. Now they would scare me really.
How they came up with that face. Like, I wonder.
I think they, like, maybe they started with a tree. And then they were like.
It makes sense.
The tree?
Like a tree. And they're like, these can't be trees.
Oh, because it looks
like
a tree.
They look like a tree with a tree trunk. With, like, hair coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like the branches. And their hair was so soft.
Mm-hmm.
I never really combed it. I just did it with my hand.
Yeah.
And then twist.
I think that the reason they were so popular is, you know, if you're like a twiddler, it's kind of the perfect toy. Because their hair is just so...
And the colors. And there's outfits and then the jewels in their belly buttons.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved them.
That was a big draw for me.
I even like how they sound when they bump up against each other. Like...
Yeah.
You know, like if you were playing with them or something. And then they stand on their own.
Did they have a story?
I have no clue.
I've
remember. Never seen Trolls the movie, even though our good friend Justin Timberlake's in it. I never saw it.
Don't let him know that you haven't seen it. He'd be so upset.
I know. But I never got... I wasn't into any of the video parts of it.
I don't remember the show. I feel like there was a cartoon, but I think that this was during a time where we didn't really
I was
have
Smurfs.
TV.
I was fine with Smurfs, but
I
was never
Smurfs.
Into any sort of... Oh, David the Gnome.
Oh,
I did watch David the Gnome.
David the Gnome.
I just found... This is a nice story, actually. The first troll dolls were wood, and a Danish fisherman named Thomas Dam was out of work, and he needed to make toys for his kids, so he carved the troll dolls out of wood for his kids. And then his wife was like, these are really great. You should try to sell these. So he like walked door to door with these wooden troll dolls and started selling them. And then a store bought them.
It had to be like a Nordic thing.
Yeah, he's Danish.
Yeah.
And what was the hair made out of?
They're rooted in Scandinavian folklore.
His beard? How did he do the hair?
Oh, you don't want to know that part. but no, it doesn't say anything about the hair.
Really?
Maybe they were carved.
These are the ones you were talking about with the Cabbage Patch.
They looked like kind of like Cabbage Patch dolls,
yeah.
Russ was the brand. I wonder if they stole from that the Scandinavian.
That's the one I had, the ballerina one.
Oh, yeah, my sister had that one.
Can't stop hugging the troll kids.
Oh.
Can't stop hugging them. That was her.
I forgot about these ones.
They
look like outfits.
They look kind of like newborn babies.
They look very tired. They look so sleepy.
Kids and trolls. Just say it with a Russ.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which one we had, but the sleepy one my sister had. I think my sister had Hannah had the ballerina.
Definitely had the ballerina one.
Yeah. But those are the... I'm sorry, I can't stop yawning.
It's okay, you spray tanned.
Yeah.
And that's exhausting.
I'm a full day over here.
You're the color of a troll.
Full day.
Which is like a perfect tan, if you think about
it. I did a spray tan, everybody.
Yeah.
I'll come clean. I don't do it often.
Live out loud.
I'm
going on a vacation on Monday, and I didn't want to get fully crisp.
I didn't think that I was outing you. I wouldn't hide it if I got a spray tan.
Yeah, well, here's the trouble. Like, it's the orange situation, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm really hoping it doesn't start showing up on, like it's too late when it happens, when you see that it's on your hand. It's a very delicate balance, becoming a troll doll. You
know? Now, are you a treasure troll that I could make a wish on?
I am a treasure troll. Yeah.
Okay, because they have a jewel
still,
in their belly.
I think you could still get a jewel in that belly button ring.
I do have to put my hand on it and make a wish. Yeah. So if that's weird for you.
Yeah. I bet you could. It would hurt so bad to re-pierce that, but that hole never really closes.
Had that?
Oh my gosh. I had my belly button pierced, my nose, my eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
I had a dad looking to make up for some stuff. Yeah. So he let me pierce anything. And drink
butthole,
beer.
Did you get your butthole pierced?
He got my butthole pierced shut. That was a mistake.
That's the one I want to wish on.
Remember when Prince Albert's were a thing and it was like, he got a dick pierced?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. When would, and listen, I'm willing to be proven wrong here, but the same thing for me with nipples. I'm just like, that, I can't. There's no pain worth whatever that pleasure could potentially be for me.
I agree.
Piercing a clit, a penis,
agreed.
Or a breast,
yeah.
Nipples. There's yeah. no, you could tell me, it's like when people were like, heroin's so good, you know you shouldn't try it, you know?
Right.
Like, if they were like, it feels so good when you have your vagina
But heroin
pierced.
Doesn't hurt to do it.
Yeah, well, needles if you don't like needles.
Oh, that's true, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
But then apparently
it hurts your family.
Good. It hurts your family, your friends, your yeah. life.
Much like a clit piercing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think as someone who had a very weird birth and also just was a mom, all of my lady bits feel so much less like sexy fun pieces.
Uh-huh.
They just feel kind of like baggage on my body.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine like wanting
boner alert over here.
I know. I can't imagine wanting
me too,
to like,
and I haven't had kids.
Bedazzle
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know. I'm just like,
yeah.
Nah.
I know. You really if you're treating life like how it's meant to sort of roll out,
yeah.
It's really just a gamble on how your body's gonna go.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Some
you
people
can only
just
do
age
so much.
Well, and then yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day because I was just like, am I gonna do anything about this?
Yeah.
No. I'm
about
not.
Your body?
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna. I want to set up a cam. I want to like attach it to my neck
mm-hmm.
and like on it like a selfie stick, and mm-hmm. it'll be the world's greatest project. What is it? The slow motion capture,
uh-huh.
or whatever. It's just the aging process.
Time lapse.
Oh,
yeah, time
yeah.
lapse. My mm-hmm. my aging process.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's pretty good.
Yeah.
My dad at some point in his 20s, I think he took a picture of himself against the same wall every day for like 2 years or something like that.
Whoa.
And I was like, where is that? And he's like, well, I don't know. Yeah.
I used to take a picture every time I left therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do phone sessions, so I don't do that. But I've never like been good at
I do a voice recording when I leave therapy.
Yeah.
I always feel like I can't totally absorb everything. And I'm like, I got to remember this to fix my life.
That's probably really good advice.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I learned.
I always wonder how we're going to do when we're old and we have, like, literally 20,000 pictures of ourselves.
Oh,
like,
cause, yeah.
Because looking back at my childhood, I have, like, 12 pictures of me as a kid.
It's problematic.
Really? Yeah.
It's problematic. I think it's actually, I've found with stand-up, too, it's troublesome because it's the reverse, actually. You choose certain events to highlight,
mm-hmm.
and then those become markers in your life.
Yeah.
And you sometimes can forget the in-between,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you make a narrative. And obviously, everyone's narrative is their own, and there's more story sides to it. You just won't know them because you didn't live them.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, we went from troll belly buttons to this.
I know.
Yeah, now we're trolling existentialism.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. Is trolling linked to trolls? I mean, what did trolls ever do to become the moniker for assholes online?
I don't think they're talking about the troll doll.
I know. I'm just saying.
But it's got, yeah, there's got to be some link to
well,
actual
the troll
trolls.
Under the bridge, trolls, right? Where it's like you have to pay to cross the bridge.
Yeah.
I'm the original voice of that joy out of, it's somebody that only gets joy out of other people's, you know, ruining other
taking
people's
lives. Taking something from them to
yeah.
get something. Yeah, but I don't
but that's
know.
Not treasure trolls.
I know. That's not the trolls that I've known.
They're so huggable.
Yeah.
I can't stop hugging them.
I can't stop hugging these trolls.
It'd be great to do just creepy commercials for kids' toys.
Oh, good.
And it's just adults that love these toys, but there's nothing sexual.
Yeah.
Or to just play that commercial, the visuals, and just have Beth saying, I just can't stop hugging these trolls.
They smell so good.
I like cooking for my trolls.
Tie your hair back.
Finish up.
I keep one in my top drawer, because my mom, which is my underwear, because my aunt told me it was lucky.
A troll doll in your underwear
drawer? Yeah. I keep one in my underwear.
Wow. Stelling family lore.
My aunt.
Your
Andy.
Aunt?
Yeah.
She's old enough to have a troll doll in her underwear drawer?
I don't know. I've never told her anyone about this.
Wow.
Wow.
It's still in there, but it's
what color is the hair?
All the city's orange, which actually is my least favorite color. Ooh. It's pink, I think.
Pink?
Traveled with you to all of the city.
Yeah, everywhere I've lived.
Your troll doll better not find another color hair in drawer. She'll be like, "You're cheating on me."
I thought you meant when you go on tour, you bring the troll with you.
No. It stays at home.
Gotcha.
Well, that's credit to you, Meg, that you didn't think that was super crazy.
Yeah. I was like, that's...
You're like, right, cool.
That's kind of like an Amelie where she brings the garden gnome to all those places and takes pictures.
He's never made a social media appearance, the troll. I think it's a girl, and it has a little satchel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pink now that I'm talking about it. I'll send a pic when I get home.
Okay.
Yeah, I also had troll pencil toppers, mm-hmm. which I loved because mm-hmm. you could go like that on your face.
Oh, that's right. I remember girls having those.
Yeah.
It's weird because trolls are not feminine looking, but they weren't popular, as I recall, with boys very much.
No, they have a nice little belly, which is body positive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I loved the shape of the troll belly. I remember
me too.
That. It was such a cute little pop belly.
It's like a baby. It's yeah. like a
pleasing.
Little. Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. No wonder I wanted to get belly. My belly button pierced now that I'm thinking about
you
it.
You want to get it redone?
No wonder I did want to.
Oh.
I was so obsessed.
Well, how old were you when you got your belly button pierced?
I want to say 15.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was very angry, came back from Florida with it pierced, as well as my eyebrow. And they were the same gauge because we went to a horrific place in Daytona Beach.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they didn't use, like, a small ring in my eyebrow. They used the same one that was in my belly button.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, not, but then obviously you can switch not the same
them,
so
ring. That's good.
Yeah, well, you could, but I had to wait for it to heal, and it was so, right. such a huge thing. It was like a... Big
and
gauge.
And it was Daytona Beach, so they didn't use, like, rubbing alcohol or anything.
I don't think so. Probably not.
They just poured some Colt 45 on it mm-hmm. and
yeah.
went for it.
Yeah. Man, because my dad lived down in Orlando, and would, after that, it was like friends would want to come visit, so they could come and get things pierced. Yeah, my dad will sign for you, too. No big deal. Spread the love.
You're like, have you guys ever tried ecstasy? Come to Florida.
Thankfully, he never did that for us. But yeah, we definitely had some Ice House at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a strong beer. That's basically might as well be malt
liquor. An ice beer. Yeah, it's an ice beer. It's like Bud Ice and all those.
Yeah.
They're, your Natty Ice is higher. I think they're like 6.5%.
Natty Ice was like the high school beer of choice.
Yeah. Ours was just Natty Light.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I do not miss bad beer.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Sometimes I like a light beer, though.
I do like a light beer.
The best tasting crap beer was Busch, though.
I would say Coors.
Yeah, well, Coors tastes like water.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of... I'm really a fan of Mexican beers.
I am.
I like a Pacifico. I like a Tecate.
Yeah, I like Tecate.
Speaking
back
of high
to
school,
troll dolls.
No,
really
we can segue into your other spot. This is a huge one. I mean, this one has been covered a lot before.
No,
we haven't.
We've been waiting.
People have talked about it, but that's them. This is us.
Yeah,
and it's
that's them. This is us.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
was
one of my soft spots.
One of your soft spots.
Yeah,
as a kid, and it's still on, right? All
the
time.
Yeah, I mean,
probably.
My goodness, they went to college. They did the beach house.
No, I just mean the reruns.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure. Sure it is.
The college years. I liked those.
I liked them not as much. I would be disappointed when it came on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just liked the original so much.
Yeah.
Zach Morris, Mark Paul Gosselaar, mm-hmm. was so hot.
He was.
Unbelievably hot.
He was so hot.
Holy
with his bad
shit.
Bleach job.
What was
his confidence
hot,
through
though?
The roof. Yeah, the bleached hair. Mm-hmm. He was blonde.
Was it the confidence that was so hot?
Yes. Yeah, he was so in control.
He was that he was like, I'll get away with anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he, like, timed out. You know what I mean?
He timed out? What does that mean?
Time out. And then...
Oh, yeah. He could talk to the camera.
He could just talk. Yeah, what was that about? When did they introduce that device, I wonder?
I don't know. I think it was from the beginning, wasn't
really?
It?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Zach Morris's Trash?
No.
On Hulu?
No.
It was Funny or Die, right?
I think it's Funny or Die. They break down, not every single episode, because there are like a million episodes, but they break down like all of the problematic things that he does throughout
each episode. Because his character is such a shithead.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Each one is like a 2 minute long mini episode. Like
it's
one
like,
of the funniest.
Zach wanted to have a party, but he couldn't. So he had everybody come over, and then he blamed it on Screech. Screech, Zach Morris is trash.
Yeah, that's what the theme song sounds like. It's amazing.
It's pretty great.
Very funny.
Oh, my God. Wait, how many episodes were there?
86.
That's
of the original series. I know. It feels like
even more
of an opus.
I thought he was
going
to be rich the rest of his life or something, but maybe that's why he went back to work on that cop show.
Well, also, you know, life is long, and you have to do something.
Totally. I never watched him in that show.
What is his hair on the cop show?
Short.
He has dark hair. He's like Greek, right?
It's dark and short.
I want to say I
don't know what Gosselaar is.
I want to say that I read he's Greek.
I got my armpits waxed earlier, and the woman who was waxing him, we were talking
long
about...
Long day. Big day for you.
Big day for me body-wise, yeah. Mm-hmm. I stared at myself in the mirror naked for a while and just blew kisses.
Aww.
But for real... The lady that did my armpits, we were sort of talking, not even about this. We were just talking about rewatching old movies because I rewatched Beethoven, and that was like one of my favorite movies
Charles
of all
Grimm.
Time. Yeah, and Bonnie Hunt is literally brilliant.
Yeah,
she is comedically brilliant. It's a very good movie and still holds up. But Bonnie made me laugh out loud.
Yeah,
she's like good comedy. Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, it's an okay. Point being. She was talking about, this is a long way to go for pretty much nothing, but we were talking about rewatching old movies and seeing if they kind of still hold up, and she rewatched Swingers.
Yeah.
And her takeaway from that was, she was like, I was trying to remember why I liked it so much.
Wait, this is with your mother?
No, the woman who waxed my armpits.
Ah!
And she was saying, like, his face, Vince Vaughn, I used to love him, he was so high, his face was so thin. She's like, how did it get so wide? That was her, like, takeaway from now. Why is his face
cocaine.
So wide now? I said drugs and beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
and
wow,
maybe being
that...
a Republican, I don't know.
Is he?
Makes you swell
he
up
is.
In the face.
Yeah, man.
He's a big gun guy.
Okay.
So he's like a single-issue Republican where it's like, I got to be a Republican because I love guns.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to say he's doing.
It's wild, I think, how much you look like young Vince Vaughn.
When I was young, I got it constantly.
Really?
Because Swingers was more popular, and my face was thinner.
You guys have excellent bone structure, not a whole lot of eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
It's
identical penises.
Yeah, identical wieners.
Just really long and skinny.
Except for the tip, it's to the left.
But, yeah.
Somehow it takes a turn.
And giant.
All right.
Sorry,
I just went on a tangent there, but I was like thinking about things that hold up.
I think Swingers...
I haven't watched Saved by the Bell again, and I'm just, you know, it's just a thing of the past.
I used to have the box set, and I think I got rid of it when I moved to L.A. because I was like, will I ever watch this? There is probably a digital version of this somewhere out there.
And then you got rid of it?
I think so. Yeah.
I really want to pinpoint why I can't enjoy Saved by the Bell, because everyone
I
know...
Did you hate it growing up?
I didn't like it growing up. I try to watch it now, and it still makes me cringe. And I'm like, I just don't know what I'm missing, where I'm like, this is so badly written. How come no one cares that it's so bad? And I don't want to be, like, not fun. I liked a lot of crap, you know?
But that's the thing. Sometimes I worry, and it's good and bad, but it's like... The longer you're in the biz out here, like, I found myself... It's not that I don't find things funny anymore. It's just, like, you know so much more, and you kind of know too much. I mean, Sarah Silverman had a joke about it in her last special, which is, like, when she did a guest star spot. And, like, what you see on TV is so different than what we're experiencing, like, behind the scenes. There's a writer and actor. She was acting, and it was, like, this... One of the actresses basically... I think it was... I can't remember it doesn't matter, but gives this, like, serious line, walks out of frame, and then has to crouch down in the corner because they're shooting, you know? So, like, it's a joke she's telling, but from her own experience.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you see all that all the time, you start to sort of forget, like, your threshold for, like, good quality stuff is grows like insurmountable, you know?
So you know what goes into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't get why people love This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
But then I love Saved by the Bell.
Right.
And so that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's what I just made myself sound like was an elitist, and that might be true. Mm-hmm. But I just mean...
I tried to watch.
Hey, if only we had more elitists from Ohio, we'd be in better shape, huh?
Well, I need to go back. That's what happened. I left, you know.
Right.
I was going to lead the charge. And then
I did try with This Is Us. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either. And one episode kind of drew me in. Of course, there's some storylines that are great, but my mom really loves it. And it's just one of those things where...
I feel like moms do love it.
Yeah, but like... I mean, in taste, there's no argument, of course.
Right.
Right. But you like what you like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to trash it because there's like good things, it's odd what you used to like as a kid or even just before you knew too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the weird thing is also when you look back at these shows, and I wouldn't group Saved by the Bell in with the TGIF shows. I think that they were very different in tone and all that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those shows were more like the family dynamic.
Yeah. Family Matters.
Yeah.
But see, even that was the one writing, of my favorites. Okay, so...
Step by Step.
Full House, mm-hmm. Full House and Perfect Strangers were on at the same time.
We were a Perfect Strangers household.
Yeah. But if you watch them today, Full House is unwatchable. I mean, it's so bad.
What is that about?
And Perfect Strangers, I could watch three of them in a row and I'm laughing.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I guess.
And as a kid, I liked them both. I mean, I kind of liked Full House a little bit more, but...
I liked Full House.
But
I liked Full House, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a show that I was like, I can't wait till it's on. I would watch it.
For me, it was. It was must-see TV when I was a kid.
I would watch it if it was on, but I was not, like, waiting for it. Like, I was waiting for Saved by the Bell to come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The must-sees that I can remember are, I guess, Friends... For sure, that was like a period of time. And then it turned into college and Grey's Anatomy. Mm. Grey's Anatomy was like, if I miss this, my life's over. I have to hear her monologue.
Grey's Anatomy.
My life depends on this
that
monologue.
That show is still on, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What? No.
Yeah.
Like new episodes?
It's the longest running show in the history of the world. No, I don't know.
I would believe you.
It's so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Simpsons of TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. With humans.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea that
was
still on.
Is any of the original cast still on
Meredith. Isn't she? Meredith Grey?
I don't know who any of this... I don't know anything about this show.
Ellen Pompeo.
Sandra Oh was on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she went...
And I always got told that looked like somebody from that show, and I never knew who it was.
McSteamy? Oh, yeah. McSteamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but McSteamy's more Blake Shelton. You know, like, you're younger.
Well, I get
that's
Blake
also
Shelton all the time.
That's also when he gets...
You're more McSteamy than Blake Shelton.
Thank you.
I think so,
he's
too.
Like, he's cute and everything, but he's got a potato head, and your head is smaller.
Yeah.
Arguably too small.
No,
it's not.
It's
you're
not.
So sweet.
You don't have a small head. You don't have a small head.
It's okay.
It's
my
not,
brain is big.
At least you don't have a Vince Vaughn face.
Exactly.
No, I don't. I stopped short of that.
Yeah.
I didn't have his budget for drugs.
No, your face is great.
So today, right? Let's say this will be a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
by the way, I had a client. Do you remember? I had a client who thought that McSteamy and you were the same person.
No.
Yeah, I keep
She's
hearing.
Like, you're dating McSteamy. You're basically Gwen Stefani.
I know. I know.
We got mistaken for Gwen. We were in New York, and this kid. This is. I love this story. I'm sorry. I don't know if it makes us look like assholes or whatever, but this like.
I'm not telling it. So
okay.
That's
so it
all
makes
you
me
bro.
Look like an asshole. I would say he was. I would guess if I had to guess, and I guess it doesn't really matter. But he was smaller. He was like a 5'5". I would say gay. You're in the East Village,
I don't
right?
know.
And he ran up to us walking down the street, like short of breath, couldn't believe what he was seeing. And I was like, this is so weird. This can't be for me.
And I was like, wow, it's a crazed Guy Code fan. Yeah.
And he
was like, hey guys, can I get a picture?
No. He said, are you the country singers? That's what he said. He thought I was Blake and she was Gwen.
I don't think that he thought I was Gwen.
Or he thought you were Carrie Underwood or something.
I don't know. Yeah. I did have a full Ho face on, so yeah. I could have been any of them.
Yeah. Right.
Dolly Parton, maybe.
Yeah. It's true. He's like, are you Dolly Parton?
He was so...
And are you Hank Williams?
But the... oh, my God. Beth, you're going to make me come. What I love about that, remembering that story, is his excitement.
Yeah.
Was
for who
so,
we were not
for who we weren't, but to feel what it would feel like to have someone be that excited to see you,
right?
Because they think you're like one of the most famous people alive at the moment.
Which is also why I'm like, obviously, that's not
really,
who I am.
Right.
But
it was a really fun experience to see what it would be like to be
hugely famous. But with one, because then like. Keep walking down that street.
Oh, I know.
And then it would be like 75.
I don't want to be that famous.
No,
at
I mean
all.
I know you don't, but I'm just mean. It would be so much more. And
I
you couldn't go
but
anywhere.
But that energy
yeah,
is
I
like,
like
it
that.
Was a brand. You hit a certain age, you're like, oh, I've literally seen almost every.
It would take so much though to believe it, because when people come up to me like, hey, and say something nice or like, you're my favorite comedian.
Yeah.
Like, I hardly can receive it. I'm sort of like, who are we kidding? You're a liar, you know? And so I can hardly believe it. And so it would probably take me a long time to be like, is this real?
Oh, if
so
you
it
did
would
get
take
that famous,
all that.
You mean? Yeah,
it would take all that for me to be like.
Like over and over again.
Yeah, because that's a sad
But I do recommend it to, if you're listening at home, to look like a famous person.
definitely. Be an impersonator.
It is fun to have people run up to you like that one time. Exactly. Yeah. I wouldn't want it all day.
I was like, whatever about it. We went out to eat and Julian was like, I can't believe that just happened.
It was just so funny to me that he was
and
like.
And I thought it was funny.
It was
because
heartbreaking.
That was the most excited he's ever gotten. And people all the time, we pulled up to the Taco Bell. Window a few days ago, and the lady was like,
Geico'd.
Yeah,
I know.
That's amazing.
And
I was at
Gelson's
in the vitamins aisle, and some guy walked behind me very slowly. He goes, you're a comedian, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, you're funny as shit.
Aww.
And I was like,
those are my favorite.
Thank you.
When they actually know who
you're
we are, it's
shit.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. I also, obviously, it can be very uncomfortable. I saw we have this director that we worked with on a show I was writing for named Ryan McFall.
Mm-hmm.
And really nice guy. He looks a lot like Fred Armisen, like, shockingly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I worked with that guy on Amy's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. And he got some kid came up to him. And we were in the West Village, and he was, like, fully sure it was Fred Armisen. And he's not wrong.
No, he looks exactly
like
Fred Armisen.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And he was just like, you've really, you know, he basically went on.
And they both kind of look like a troll doll, if you think about it.
No. He went up to him and was like, just really pouring his heart out, sort of like, you've changed my life.
Aww.
And it was kind of shocking. And then he was like, oh, and he's like, can I get a picture? And Ryan was like, sure. And I was like,
he didn't tell him?
No. He didn't. But here's why. I was like, I said, wait. What just happened? Because he was in the director's chair and I was behind him in the writing chair.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd
and he was
do
like, I just
thing.
Didn't want to ruin that for him.
Yeah.
He probably won't fact check it.
Right.
It's true.
Unless you held it up against another.
It's 2019, which means new year, new you for most people, which also means overcrowded gyms. Don't abandon your New Year's resolution by February because old habits die hard.
Is one of your resolutions to get in shape this year? I know it was for me. Take control of your fitness journey in this new year. We need to talk to you about Beachbody On Demand. It's an app. It's awesome. It's from the people behind P90X, Insanity, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Retreat. I mean, these people know what they're doing.
There are celebrity trainers, there are hundreds of effective workouts, and you can work out on your schedule with workouts as short as 10 minutes, and they don't require any extra equipment.
I tried Lift 4. Look, I've never had muscles. I'm like, I want muscles. So I looked at Lift 4. It's a program, and it's helping me lift without hurting myself. It gets me motivated. The trainer is really fun. So make sure you get Beachbody On Demand for your phone. It's great, and I'm going to be so strong. I want you to do lift four with me, dudes or women.
We challenge you to work out with us.
I challenge you to get muscles before I do.
Let's all get fit together and seriously, like, reach out to us and let us know which service is working for you. If you found a program that you really like or a trainer that you really like, I want to know because I really am trying to get in shape.
So right now, our listeners can get a special free trial membership, including their new 14-day results plan, where you can lose up to 9 pounds in the first 2 weeks when you text soft spot to 303030. That's soft spot to 303030. That's 303030. You will get full access to this entire platform for free, all the workouts, the nutrition information, the results plan. It's all totally free. Just text soft spot to 303030.
Can't wait for the next episode to drop? Be one of the first to listen to The Soft Spot a day early, only on Himalaya. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters some love with Himalaya's tip jar. Heyo!
Hey,
it's
tips
free.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's the easiest to use, and we're adding cool new features every day. Go to your app store, download Himalaya, that's Himalaya, and don't forget to follow The Soft Spot once you're on there. Hey guys, I just signed up for Stitch Fix, and you should too. It's an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/softspot and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. It's super easy to sign up. It's kind of fun because you get to like pick what your style profile is, things that you would wear, things that you wouldn't wear, if you're into accessories, if you're not. I really loved how personalized it was. You get paired up with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send to your door, and they're like tailored to your tastes and the profile that you create. Then you try them on, pay only for what you love, and return the rest. Shipping and exchanges and returns are always free. There's no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or just get your fix whenever you want. Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. Get started now at stitchfix.com/softspot and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your soft spot. That's stitchfix.com/softspot to get started today. stitchfix.com/softspot.
So I looked up fun facts about...
Trolls?
No, about Saved by the Bell. And I didn't know this. Paul Gosselaar and Lark Voorhees dated the entire the whole show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Where is she married, Lisa Turtle?
Where is she now? What does she do? Is she a yoga teacher in LA?
I don't know. Let's do Lark Voorhees now.
Are any of them Scientologists?
Well, I can do this
There's
one at a time.
Be.
I thought that was going to go a different way with the facts. It's a relief.
She looks good. She mm-hmm. still looks
Smells
great.
Good.
She's a beautiful Feels lady. Good. Beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now, let's see. Well, it says years active, 87 to 2012. So I guess in 2012, she was just like, bye.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had enough.
Yeah. Oh, she wrote books.
Really?
Yeah.
Lark is a pretty name. Who else? Well, we know what happened to Screech.
He's on tour.
I don't even want to talk about that fucking guy.
Did you have any personal bad experiences?
Did he try to do comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still touring.
He's still doing it.
He tours stand-up clubs.
Oh.
But he's like a monster.
Didn't he try to do porn, too?
Yeah.
I mean, he was bound to become a monster because you can't, like,
come back
be a little bitch on TV for that many years.
For 86
years
episodes, yeah.
And be just, like, a total fucking joke and not... He would either have come out of it...
guess who did it the right way?
Well... You know, you look at
Urkel.
Like,
mm-hmm. Urkel. It's true.
Michael Hall was like, I'm just going to get buff.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's that?
Anthony Michael Hall was
Let's see.
The nerd.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a really bad picture of her.
That's horrible.
But that's a good one.
Yeah. Interesting.
Wow. Oh, wow. Here's a fun one.
No mugshots, though.
They weren't allowed to swear on set.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just did an R-rated movie with three kids, like, around 12. Like, I just did, was punch up on
that it. That sounds like an X-rated movie.
It was. Me around those kids? Please. Okay, but it was, like, you know, R-rated, meaning, like, there's language that they're using. Mm-hmm. But we had to, like, work it out where they say it on camera, but then off camera, they're not allowed to say any of that.
Oh, right.
So that was odd.
Oh, wow.
Comes out this summer. It's called Good Boys.
Mm. It doesn't sound, it sounds ironic, that title.
Sounds like Bad Boys.
Yeah. Turns out Meg likes Bad Boys, and when I'm a bad boy, she doesn't like it.
When you're a bad boy, when are you a bad boy?
Like,
yeah,
when
tell
I,
us.
Like when I pick something up in the store, and then I put it back in a different aisle.
He's a bad boy in all of the, like, just... It's not a bad boy thing. It's
no. It's like an annoying thing.
I'm like, get a fucking prison record or whatever. Mm-hmm. Get some like crazy tattoos. Light something on fire. Don't have the fucking audacity to put a light bulb back at Home Depot
in the screwdriver
section.
Wow.
I like bad boys, not assholes.
I take it to the checkout and leave it.
Oh, yeah, that's...
You know what? I changed my mind about this.
I think that's what they prefer, because I have a big go-back thing.
I've done something bad.
Oh, I also... Every time I go to a Home Depot, I grab a Red Bull on the way in and just drink it and then leave it somewhere.
It's true.
It's my Home Depot tax. That's what you got to pay me to shop in your store.
Oh, my God.
But I think it's good because, you know, you drink a Red Bull...
I hope nobody that works there listens to this.
You drink a Red Bull...
We did a whole episode on it.
It helps them sell stuff because I drink a Red Bull and I'm like, I can build a deck.
Yeah, that's
and then
true.
I buy a bunch of deck stuff.
Storm's soft spot was Home Depot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He misses Home Depot as a kid. The smells, the sights.
He
grew up in a bus.
Right. He got like a custom cologne made to smell just like Home
Depot.
No, he
didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He sprayed it all over us.
True. Hollywood success.
The Saved by the Bell show set is alive and well and still being utilized by the Disney Channel.
It's
still there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I just remember a stairwell with like three stairs.
The Max.
The Max was... Did you go to the Max pop-up?
No.
Neither did I.
No, I saw everybody's photos though.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, well, this is good. Screech's first attempt at a memoir was dropped by his publisher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There is justice.
Mm-hmm. It just opened with, like, what up, cunts? Your boy's back.
Yeah. And then he...
I mean, Mark Paul, he's still good, it seems like.
A.C. Slater got his own web series?
Oh, he's the most probably successful visibly.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Ace
I mean, he gets
Slater.
To work at the Grove every day.
Yeah, Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
He makes so much money.
Yeah.
Entertainer.
Yeah.
For
whole
he's a
life.
Host.
I feel like he'll grow old with us.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was a 5-episode web series titled. What's AC Slater's web series title called?
Pump and Grind.
Pump and Grind is a good guess. Do you want to take a guess?
I don't know. Something about. Remember the pants he always wore? He always wore very high-waisted wash.
They were pleated.
They were like pleated acid wash trousers.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think it's like zcavarici.com?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
28 Days Slater.
No!
Yeah. The premise? Every February, an implant in his brain would trigger him to believe that he was, in fact, A.C. Slater for a full 28 days. Mullet and tight-fitting tees included.
What? Who even came up with that?
When was that
a thing?
This was in 2006.
No.
Yeah, when the internet, you had to, like, dial up.
Oh, my gosh.
And Elizabeth Berkley's favorite episode is the caffeine pill.
It would be.
So, yeah.
She loved doing it. She got to show her range.
She really did. Mm-hmm. She was mad. I didn't bring this up earlier, but she was mad that she was, like, the nerd because she...
Wanted to be sexy?
Yeah.
And like, the showgirls happen.
She sure did.
She was sexy in that.
She was.
For, like, how tall...
Showgirls? Yeah.
How tall is she?
6'7".
She's huge, so right? Is she really tall? Because sometimes I feel like, and she wasn't like anorexic or whatever. I like
she
it
had
when
like
you see
a ballet
bigger
bod.
Woman.
Yeah.
But she's not, I'm not calling her fat or bigger.
No.
I'm saying
she looked
she's
healthy.
Not
she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful lady.
She looked like a healthy, like, ballet dancer. Like, yeah. And I think she was. I want to say she was a ballet dancer before she did acting.
I don't think you get the role in Showgirls if you have no dancing history. Mm-hmm.
She was also in First Wives Club, a favorite of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that movie too.
She even complains that in the show when Lark and Tiffany Amber Thiessen got to wear bikinis, she had to wear a one piece with shorts.
Oh,
I wonder why.
And she was like, I'm 16.
She's smart.
She's like, I'm 16. I don't want to wear a one piece.
She's like,
with
I'm
shorts.
Actually the hottest one
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly.
Let she's me showcase like, these yeah. goods.
Stop making
she's
me
like,
perm
Tiffany's
my hair.
Basically bangs.
Yeah, Tiffany.
So if you guys had to date or sleep with one of the cast of Saved by the Bell back then, but you're this age now. Like, so you're choosing.
I mean, is it legal? Zach Morris.
We're not worrying about ages.
Zach. If he consented,
Zach
Morris.
A thousand times over.
He was okay. So hot.
All right.
I didn't know.
So not Elizabeth Berkley.
No. I loved him.
Yeah.
He was definitely one of my first crushes outside of Tom Cruise and Far and Away.
So if Mark Paul Gosselaar, looking exactly like Zach and being 18, hit on you at a bar, would you sleep with him? At
well,
your
yes.
Age.
I mean, yes. Look at your wardrobe choices and your hair choices. You're not that far off from a dad version of Zach Morris.
Hey, what can I say? I don't know. I want to do a Zach quote, but I don't know anything.
Hey, what can I say?
I'm
it
Zach.
Was like Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey.
I was hoping something would just come to me.
Time out.
Just, yeah.
You know, you could have gone with time out.
Oh, okay.
I'm dating somebody.
Right.
Time out, I'm dating.
His hair, when you look at it closely, you're like, what is happening there?
Yeah.
It's like they would.
But it's
would,
also
would
perfect.
Blow dry the front, and it would like kind of be.
It was perfectly like up.
Yeah.
He had like the short, little wispies.
But it was like a wave.
Yeah.
He was so hot.
He was so hot.
The greatest part about it all is like, I didn't then like take body into consideration whatsoever. I was never like, ooh, look at his chest or his abs. I was like,
well, they wanted you with AC Slater though.
Oh yeah, that's true. But it didn't work on
bods
me.
Didn't
I've never
do
been
it
a bod
for me either. I don't really care that much.
Face. Mm-hmm.
Face.
Personality.
Dimples.
Confidence.
Bad boy smile.
Long skinny wiener.
Yeah. Big tip.
Jokes on you. Just the tip is all of it. yeah, I wonder. I think Lark for me.
Yeah.
She was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Lisa Turtle had it going on.
And that
also,
bang thing,
also,
I don't know what that was called, but the girl, Natasha, I won't use her last name, from elementary school had the same bang where it like went straight up in the air and then kind of cascaded down the side.
And then Cameron Diaz brought it back and something about Mary with the J's.
Yeah.
Lark also, or Lisa Turtle, also had like such confidence. Wore like the craziest outfits.
Uh-huh.
Was just like,
she just had
so,
a stillness
like,
about her that was like very calm.
Yeah, exactly.
She just was like, here I am.
I'm sure that's in the character
no
description in
no
the original
apologies.
Treatment.
Yeah, the original.
A stillness. What was her character like? What was her personality?
She was into fashion.
Oh, okay.
She was like in the fashion club.
She was the Claudia.
And she was sort of a Claudia, but a little more, she wasn't as like esoteric as Claudia. She was more like, she was into the superficial stuff. Like she went to a dance with a guy because of his car.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking of the correct episode.
And she was more like Cher and Clueless than.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's.
So like a sweet heart, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But a little bit shallow, maybe?
Did you like Babysitter's Club?
Yeah.
We could go there all day long.
I read the books, yeah.
Did you ever watch the show?
I loved them. Karen. No.
The
just
show,
the books.
The show was
same
pretty
here.
Short-lived.
Never saw the show, never
loved
saw the movie.
The
loved the movie.
Read all the books.
I loved the books.
I loved the books,
just,
too.
Just like your first chapter books and how they...
Well, Beth, welcome to Babysitter's Club Book Club. And this week, we're reading Christie's Great Idea, Babysitter's Club number 1, written by Anne M. Martin, who obviously lived in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Stony Brook.
So this particular book is narrated by Christie, the club's president, and it introduces Christie's family, her best friends, her school, and her current babysitting charges.
Like are we Jamie doing Newton, this for real?
Karen Brewer,
No.
We talked about doing it for real, though.
Let me read
I would maybe join the book club, but I can't, you know. I can't today.
Yeah.
But I, because yeah, I haven't, we don't have time I haven't today. Read it.
Yeah.
Let me just reread the main plot and then we'll move on.
Okay.
The main plot of Christy's great idea. Christy has a great idea to form a club that babysits. Christy and her friends, Claudia and Marianne, already babysit, and they consider getting new in girl town and school. And school, Stacy McGill, to join, too. Once everything is decided and the club is formed, Christy and her friends have wacky babysitting adventures like dog sitting that they never counted on. Will they give up the club or will they keep trying? Well, spoiler alert, there's 112 more books.
They keep trying. I got there. She told me she wanted me to babysit for Steven. I get there. It's a dog.
And you are freaking. You do it better than I do.
I'm totally freaking out. You don't have to watch any kid shows. What is that show from?
Peg and Cat.
Yeah, Peg and Cat. We have to watch all these stupid kid shows, and now they inform how I react to things as adult. As an adult,
yeah,
I think of like these lines from these little. I am totally freaking out.
Can I just say that the cover to the first Babysitter's Club, which we can all readily conjure in our minds, they're all hanging out on the. Christy's on her bed. The other girls are like laying around.
They all have their hands up. They're like, this is crazy.
Isn't there a Karen? Am I way off on that?
Christy.
There's Dawn.
There's no Karen. What?
There's Dawn. There's Christy. There's Stacy. There's Claudia.
Okay. Wow.
Marianne.
And Marianne.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
I have some reading to do.
Also, Stacy and Lisa Turtle have a lot more in common than Claudia and Lisa Turtle.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the record.
Just so you know. Just to clarify.
That picture was ingrained in my head, like the Appetite for Destruction cover. That's how hard I loved Babysitter's Club. Like, I just could picture, I can tell you everything about this picture without looking at it. But I longed.
My strange, wonderful man.
I longed to be in that picture. I'm like, oh, I could hang out with those girls. I could be in that room, and I know I could do it, and I know that they would like me.
And you were probably the only one with your ears pierced at that time, too.
I love that.
But yeah, I want to be a part of them so
well,
bad.
Well, now we know plenty of artists that could draw you in.
That's true. I should get my...
Yeah, have him draw you in the back, just you in the corner, like...
No, it's not sexual, Beth.
I'm kidding. But you in the corner.
Yeah. Just in the corner of the background somewhere. It's fine.
Yeah, maybe you're like...
I'll just do the books, you know? I'll keep track of the money.
I know. Think about all that cash money and none of it was declared.
Whew. Yeah. Oh, okay. Last question and then we'll stop.
Okay. I'm ready.
And this is for the group.
Okay.
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 We're ready.
If you...
Well, I can't.
...were offered to be in a show that was the level, like, quality of a Saved by the Bell...
Mm-hmm.
Would you be in it?
Yeah. Like, if I were offered, like...
If you were offered a role
What is it,
in a
like, Zach and Cody's on deck or whatever?
As corny as show? Saved by the Bell, you take it?
But is it a Disney show?
But it wasn't Disney.
It wasn't Disney. Saved by the Bell wasn't Disney.
Right.
But Zach and Cody was not a Disney show, right?
It's not Disney.
So it's like a teen show with a low budget.
Where you read the script and you were like, oh my God, this is like so corny. You would do it?
Mm-hmm.
Meg would do it.
I would do it.
I mean,
would
it's hard.
It?
It's hard for me to picture saying no to something that's going to pay you like that.
Yeah, it's true.
You know
exactly
because you just are like, why would I?
But
turn
then it's
it
like
down?
Your career is just like, well, that's your career now.
True.
I'm at peace with that
in a lot of ways.
I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah, but here's what I would argue is like you think that's shit and that's easy or whatever. You know, like I could say that it like.
Oh, I never said it was easy.
No. But I just mean that could be an opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's so overacty and blah blah blah. That's when my respect kicks in because I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't do what Lisa Turtle even did. Come out and be like, yeah, right, totally.
Yeah, right.
But, like, and make it real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too big.
I know.
I'm nearly dead in all my auditions, pretty much comatose.
You're mumblecore. You're more a Greta Gerwig.
Exactly.
Than a...
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But yeah,
so I guess I would take it.
I would take it, but I would be fired. They would recast me.
Oh, Zach, I would suck your whole dick.
And then I'd be into a choreographed dance number about it.
Yeah.
I would totally take that job.
Mm-hmm. I could. Yeah, I couldn't do that big either.
I just would stink.
Multicam's acting is so crazy.
Yeah.
You have to, you know what, I was in an acting class once ever, and it was a really interesting thing the guy said at one point. He goes, in a sitcom like that, your motivation is exactly what you're acting at. So it's like, if you're happy, you are thinking happy, and you are portraying happy.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want the remote, you're like, hey, I want that remote. Give me the remote.
Yeah.
But in like good acting, your motivation should be a conflict to what, because in real life, people aren't acting like how they're thinking. They're yeah. like, you know, you're like disguising what you're thinking.
Constantly there's denying
layers,
your
but
needs.
There's no layers in yeah. Saved by the Bell. And that's what's so hard. It's like, no, that's not natural.
Right. I think that's one of the reasons I love it so much, because it's like such an escape.
Right. Yeah.
That's not how real life works.
It's odd that we watch that growing up, but no one's good at saying what they want or need.
That's oh, a bit, man. Beth. And if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do
okay,
it.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
We know you're busy.
No, I mean, you know, between the armpit waxing and the spray tan, yeah. I fit you in.
Thanks for squeezing us in.
You're welcome.
This was wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
And I'm going to...
I know. I got to say, our time in Vegas, that was one of my favorite weekends.
That's right. Yeah,
did you guys go back since?
Yes.
We've gone back, yeah.
I have to go back in the 14th. I'm scared.
Why?
I don't know. Why would I say yes to it again?
On January 14th?
Without any of my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I
have to look up who it is.
She comes with me, so it's like, yeah. We're not alone there. It's
yeah,
like,
see?
You know, but if you were alone there for 5 days or I was...
We're going back on the 23rd.
Yeah.
The following week.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe. Try not to stink up the stage too much, Beth.
I probably will.
Why don't you brush your teeth before you use that microphone? all right. Well, what are you, do you want to tell people about anything?
My mom and I have a podcast coming out. It's called We Called Your Mom. It's on Earwolf, sorry, competing network.
That's all right.
And
your mom and you?
Yeah.
Nobody knows how these people make money anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's me and my mom, and we call the moms of our
That's awesome.
That we like.
Is it because your mom can tell if other moms are lying?
Yes.
Is
that yeah, that's why. That's why.
I love that.
Yeah, so look for that end of January-ish. I'll post about it.
Do you remember that when we were kids, before the internet and all that shit? Like, if you made something up, and then they were like, nah, you're like, ask my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Your mom was a reference.
That meant, like, you weren't lying.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
But no one knew each other's moms.
Why don't you ask my mom?
Yeah, ask my mom.
She's an adult who lies.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Beth.
Bye. Bye.
The soft spot.
It's a good show.
This podcast was brought to you by Starburns Audio, produced by Land Romo, and was engineered by Matt Brousseau. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts.